Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro, and I want to talk to you a little bit today before we bring on our guests. We're having one of those excellent fun Fridays, and we're live. We have quite a few people that are calling in, and this show we're going to be doing, the first part of the show we'll be talking and we'll be discussing a lot. We've got a very special guest star, jewelry designer Lady Larango, and just very positive individual from Colombia, who lives here in the United States. And those of you who, I've had quite a few people already looking and just were so impressed to see all of the Lady Arango has got some excellent, beautiful jewelry. You know, the stones and gems she uses are amethyst, quartz, fluorite, coral, mother of pearl, and many more. She just has so many different varieties of very unique jewelry. And one of the excellent things is I was putting out the ads today, and I was showing everybody, you know, sending out to the sites. I know that a lot of the clients here were very, very impressed and had done a little bit of work on looking up. And this is what we're going to talk with Lady Arango about. Is she, you know, she has some very excellent, beautiful, unique, one individual pieces. Hers are her pieces are, you know, very much high quality, and they're affordable. So I'm going to go ahead at this point, in as we're talking here, kind of look a little bit into what we've got going. And I want to thank all of you who've been approaching and calling. We've had quite a bit of different people asking me what was going on. And what we're doing is we're just showing some very good, high quality different products. And one of the excellent things too is that we were talking about semi-precious stones. And Lady, are you on the air now? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
I can hear you. How are you doing?
Great. We were discussing on the show last week about how this different semi-precious stones resonate and help people with different beliefs. And we've had a lot of really positive semi-precious stones. I, you know, was talking about carrying. I always carried Tiger Eye. It helped me. And I had friends talking about their health and how the different beautiful jewelry they had worn had helped them. And I worked in Sedona, Arizona, and we had a very positive experience of people that were there discussing how a lot of people used hematite and different stones for their healing process, or rose quartz. And, you know, your jewelry is very beautiful, very unique, and I've had the most compliments on. You do believe, you were saying on your site too, and you also discussed, you believe that the stones have healing powers. Is that correct?
Yes. They really, because they are coming from our Mother Earth, and everything that is coming from our Mother Earth, like the herbs, like many things, have healing powers. The same like the food have healing powers, and it's coming from the Mother Earth.
I love that. I agree with you very much. And I saw one of the really excellent, unique, some of the necklaces and different jewelry you had made, and was really impressed. That I know someone was telling me that they could tell that, you know, you put a lot of love and care. Your jewelry, or you know, your arts and your gift there is very strong and very beautiful, about the fact that people can tell that you put your time and energy and your healing. It looks to me like the jewelry is very much there for helping others. And one of the things that I was very impressed with is that you used different materials and different designs, which is very beautiful. I mean, you've put them all together to make not only a beautiful accessory that is, you know, nice to wear and for a lady to show off, but also is very much helping her in her health, or whatever the stone and the different materials you put together.
Yes, thank you very much for that. I really put a lot of passion and love in my hobby. I love to design. I love everything that is artistic. And when I make jewelry, I take my time. If I don't like the design, I'll do it again and again and again until I get something that I really like it. Last year, I was in my country. I am from Medellin, and I could see that many people is working right now, the artisans, with many seeds and nuts. Then I brought some of them. The names are maybe not easy for you to, when I say the names, you never heard the names, and it's not easy maybe for you to repeat the names. But some of the names are Chambimbe. You can see that design. It's one of the design that is in the front page. It's in color orange and black. and it's just as seeds from a tree, but the colors are completely pretty and beautiful. I also brought another seeds and nuts. Some of them are tagua. Tagua is also named the vegetable ivory because this is one way to say more animals, more elephants, and not using the elephant's horns to make jewelry. In this way, we can do it with this. It's completely natural element, and it's also we can dye that. If you see on my shop or even on my coming soon products, that is a two-page in my shop, you can see the two of them. Also, I have these designs. One of them, maybe I think is the blue one, or maybe the two of them. I have it also in my Facebook page. One is in color pink, and the other one is in blue. I made them with organza ribbon, and they are so pretty. They are made with completely natural elements. I also have some in mother of pearl, in dye colors, also coral. It's many things that I'm working on that. I love to work with everything that is from Mother Earth, also with Swarovski crystal for people that prefer to dress or wear Swarovski crystals, because that also are crystals, and I think they also have some power, because there are crystals, and crystals are so beautiful also.
Very much agree with you, and we've had a lot of people through the years with New Age, like you said, doing this, you know, going together and doing this, and I think that's what complements. I am going to, we talked a little bit, and lady, I hope it's okay, but I know you are pretty sensitive and gifted too, and as we were talking psychics right before the show, I do think this complements your work. I mean, a lot of people in America are just so impressed by the sixth sense, and I've had a lot of United Kingdom and different areas, you know, that are just with what I do and being on Best American Psychics. I've also done, I'm in the top 50, and I found out that through the different parts of the world, you know, this sense and this ability, I can see where it helps you with your jewelry. Your jewelry is just, you know, it feels and sees different to me. I mean, I looking at the jewelry, I say feel, but sensing, because I you know, seeing them in the pieces, you also, you know, are very sensitive. Would you say that when you're doing your jewelry, are you feeling what are this angels, or is this guides telling you what they want to make, or is this, these designs are your own, right?
Yeah, but I think everything that we do, we receive help from the outside, from the source, from the big source that we receive everything. And I think when I'm designing jewelry, and if I feel that I don't like it, it's because something is telling me you're not going to feel that is not good, maybe it's not a good combination of colors, maybe it's not a good combination of material, or whatever. When I don't feel that the piece is good, I don't finish with the piece. I think all the human beings, all of us have that sensibility to feel when something is not right, and you know, don't continue doing that if you feel it's not good and you don't feel good doing that. Some people maybe feel good doing that, but I don't feel good when I feel that it's not okay. Maybe that combination is not powerful. Maybe it's not going to help nobody. Because if the combination is good, and also the stones or the materials that I'm using are good and are well combined, the people is going to like it. And when the people like something, the people feel good with that, because I think everything that we wear, everything that we eat, maybe has power to help us to feel better.
Agree with you very much, and I've through the you know, the different times and seeing places and different, you know, people coming together, I just feel so grateful. I thank you for coming on. Those of you who just come on new, we've got quite a few people coming on new to the show. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and today we have a very gifted and very very strong, positive individual, Lady Arango, who is a jewelry designer from Colombia. And I've had quite a few already who've got into the chat rooms. You can see them on there. If you look on the front of our site today, you can go ahead and get in with her Facebook and look at some of the beautiful jewelry that she makes. And we were discussing one of the really excellent things is the, you know, it's like the different stones and the different gems making people feel and calmer and energized or more balanced. And one of the excellent gifts as a psychic is I have always worked at different crystal and metaphysical stores, and I agree very much, and like Lady was talking about, you know, her sensitivity is there, her guides and her energy is working with her when she makes the jewelry, and you can definitely tell. I had a lot of compliments, you know, right away when I put it up on my site. People were like, whoa, and different ones writing me going, this is very beautiful, this woman's very gifted, and obviously, you know, when we were talking here in Colombia, when you were like you said, the different types of jewelry. So it's different. America, we probably have different socializing styles, or is it just different stones we like? I mean, you'll have to help me in this area. You know,
Okay, no problem. I help you with that. Maybe in our culture, and also because our countries in South America have tropical environments, that on the trees you get a lot of seeds and nuts. Some of the nuts, you know, that some of the squirrels and other different animals eat from them. But even that kind of nuts, the people right now are using it to make jewelry. In my country, people used to make a lot of art craft and artisan work, a lot. The people have maybe a lot of skills, but they was born already with that because they love to work with that because they live in small towns or even in the city. There is a street, very special street in Colombia, in Medellin, close to the Coltejer. Coltejer is the tallest building in my city, Medellin, and the name of the street is I forgot the name right now. The name of the street is Junin, and all the people that work in there is like hippies, like the people from the 60s. They wear like that. They make a lot of artisan work. Even you can sit down on the floor with them while they do whatever you want for you. A small necklace or a bracelet or whatever, they do it just real fast. And they work on that places every single day because in our country, winter is only when it's maybe in the 50s and it's raining a lot. It's just that. It's not cold like here. Then the people can work outside on the streets the whole year. It is not raining. Then every day you see those people working in there, listening to music, and their culture is hippie culture, and most of the hippie culture make artisan works all the time. Then that is the difference. But also remember, Colombia is the biggest country that exports emerald. The biggest emerald in the world, you get it in Colombia, in Boyacá. The mines are over there, and that is one of the most beautiful gemstones.
Very beautiful. Thank you. I that makes sense to me now. And I do know that I have seen I've seen some jewelry. Yours is beautiful, and I was so impressed. And I've seen a few items. I remember there was a couple of names that and they had in Sedona. I was trying to remember the jewelry was. And people, I remember people specifically do look for jewelry from Colombia. The different stones, as you were talking there, I've seen with some of your pieces here, it looks like you've got turquoise, and it just looks to me like you've got some beautiful stones from all over. I mean, I was impressed because you've got affordable pieces. You've also got a really good, like you were talking about, they are unique and they are different, and I think that's a quality. I mean, would you say you have something, if I were, let's say, good example, my girlfriend's birthday's today, and she's very much into this. I was looking at some jewelry. What would I get for her that would make her feel protected? She feels like that, she feels like, you know, psychically, with being with me and things, that she always feels, like she said, she'd like to have something that kind of shields her aura, her energy.
Okay, and I have a lot of inventory material, raw material that I'm working on that. I just opened my website 3 months ago, and as you can see, I have right now I have a good people that is following me on Facebook page because I have just 2 months on that, and I have beautiful comments. But the good with my jewelry is you just tell me what do you want. I make everything by hand. Secondly, it's a small quantity, so I don't make a big quantity because I don't want to uniform everybody. If you want a custom jewelry, you just tell me what do you want, what color you prefer, what kind of a stone you prefer, or tell me what do you want to fill with that, and I design something just for you, for your girlfriend, for the person that you want it. Secondly, what is the kind of jewelry they like? Is small stones, big stones, small jewelry, choker, larger than that. Also, you can customize on my side. You can go to shop and see that there is more than one size on most of my jewelry designs. But if you don't see what you're looking for on my side, you just email me. You just contact me, and we can work together on your ideas. Also, another great thing that you have on my site, you get a free bracelet for a purchase of $30 or more. And when you order your jewelry, I just make it for yourself. I don't have a big stack, no. I just make it for yourself because you have to choose the size of your jewelry. I think customization is important because no everybody wants the same size. Sometimes the people don't want two strands, just one strand, just give me a call or email me, and we can work together on your idea. If you go to my Facebook page and also your audience, they can see that I have a good comments from the people. People love it. There is one comment that I like a lot because there is a lady, her name is Marla, and Marla said in one of the messages, lady, this is like you're designing jewelry for the Queen Elizabeth, something like that. Mm-hmm. Because some of my jewelry, you can see, looks pretty elegant. But even like that, it's not expensive. I have prices for everybody. I also have jewelry for men. If you go on the men's section on shop, you see men's collection or men's network, because men don't like that I sell necklaces for men. Then if you go there, you can see most of the men are completely natural beads. Some of them is buri. Buri is coming from a tree. Also coconut. Also I have unakite, that is one beautiful stone that is coming in beautiful colors. The collection for men is so pretty also. It's no big. If you don't like the size that I have in there, just give me a call. If you want it longer or shorter, just give me a call.
Very good. I see, this is great. And go ahead. Can you just go ahead and give your website out over on the radio? I've got a lot of people that listen to the show and don't actually go in. They just do off of iTunes. So if you'll just tell us, what is your website name?
Okay, my website is www.avsanvictorvsanbabyboutique.com. I repeat it again, avdboutique.com.
Thank you, and I'm just so excited, lady. I want to welcome you, and you're a very gifted, very positive individual, and very psychic. I can feel the sense, that you pretty much have, through the years, you can tell that your jewelry just, it speaks for itself. And this is where a lot of you who know with the Psychics Gone Wild, I very advocate positive work, and her jewelry, you can see it. It senses off of it. She's working here to help people. She's also putting out a quality product that's going to help. And I was so amazed when the person that told me they'd seen her on Facebook, and they're like, you've got to get her on the show. And I called, and here she is. She's just a very positive person. I know that this, from family and different friends of mine who've done different things, my family do a lot of painting and a lot of crocheting, different work like that, to sit down and really, there's my mom always said, there's a time for creating creativity, and then there's a time not. And she would make beautiful work, sit down and do her work. And with your jewelry, is it the same with stones? Is there a time when you would do it and a time you'd say, no, not today, I just don't feel it?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. In my family, not only me, my father was a very intelligent person. He never went to school, just one and second elementary school, and he didn't want to continue in the school. But he was the most important and recognized person, like a mechanic engineer in Medellin for many years. Right now he has Alzheimer's. It's very sad for him because sometimes he remembers that he was intelligent, he was doing many things. My father designed whatever you ask him to design, whatever machine. Even the people that was finishing college in the university, when they need help, they went to my father for help and for some advices or something that they may need. And I have a sister that she's an artist. And my other sister, one is an engineer, but when she didn't have a job, she was making jewelry also. I have another sister that made jewelry and teach jewelry classes. And I think that is running my family. We love to be artists. We love everything that is related with artists. I have a nephew that he is also a very intelligent person, and he is an engineer, system engineer, but he is very creative. And another one is a graphic designer, and there is another one that, he makes good cartoons. and he never went to school for that. I think that really runs in my family. The creativity and everything related with artistic things is running in my family, thanks to my father.
Wow, that's very, that, you know, and that's exactly, I think, what also reflects here. You can tell this with the energy and the creativity and the people and the family. And I really was impressed as we were going through the today, as I was putting other stuff out and seeing this, just realizing that, you know, lady, you pretty much have put your work and your effort into this. And one of the really good qualities of this is you'll see a lot of people, and a lot of times when people are saying that they've got other product, that all of a sudden, their stuff is, and yours just to me looks like each and every one is just a beautiful artistic work. And I was really happy, you know, with the when I read that and was going through and looking at your site and seeing that, you know, your belief, because it is true. I mean, we've seen this here in the last 20 years in the United States. People are getting stones in there, like you said, the crystals. And we had our other person that's on Psychics Gone Wild, Kelly, does a lot of stonework, and she was explaining to me what a key meant and what a different spot in the stones meant. And she did a healing with crystals, white crystals. And I know that I, at the time, was having a lot of pain. I had done restaurant work, and I had a lot of aches in my wrists, you know, from carrying the trays and really busy. And she did a healing, and I never again experienced any of that swelling or the hurt. It was just, you know, it was like almost immediately. And the other friends that at the time, you know, we're talking a good 15 years ago, were all going in, and Kelly was doing healings and the other people there. And I do agree, like you said there, because those stones, you know, they resonate. I've seen people pick them up and sense, hold a stone, and read. Those of you who know that I do the Psychics Gone Wild, do the readings and do this stuff, a lot of times I will have a stone with me, especially if I've got a lot of hours. If I'm doing a fair or a phone or a lot of hours, I will make sure on a psychic line that I keep the stones there, for not only for protection too, but also to keep me going. They energize, as Lady was saying on her site, and they also really are just one of those Mother Nature gifts. And we've got about 7 minutes left here. We're going to talk with Lady Arango, and I welcome all of you. I thank all of you who's been calling in. I do like the first half hour, and then we'll go ahead and take readings for those of you who like a mini reading. And Lady, I'm going to have you give out your website one more time, just in case if anybody was listening and missed that. How would they get a hold of you on your website?
Okay, it's www.avvbboutique.com. avvbboutique.com. Let me tell you a couple of things. And I have an experience in Colombia when I went last year, because my father was very sick in the hospital because his Alzheimer was very bad at that time. It was very hard for me because I don't live in my country close to him. And I was wearing a bracelet with a clear quartz, and I was very stressful. I was very sad at that time, overwhelming. And listen, one day I was visiting a friend of mine when something sounded like an explosion, and my bracelet just broke out. You know why? Because all the bad energies that I have inside me that I couldn't deal with them, the stones took it. Because the stone ate all your bad feelings, and it's the way that they help you. And after that, I feel great. When I saw the explosion, I looked at the floor, and all the bees was on the floor. That was amazing. My mother was with me at that time, and my friend was looking at me. What's going on, lady? I say, I don't know. I think it's because I'm very stressed. And I was looking, what happened to this? How I broke it? But I didn't touch it. I didn't hit that with nothing. Just explode, like something like had a lot of bad energies and need to do that at that time. And I think crystals, that was a clear quartz, AB, that I have in most of my designs. When I don't make the design completely in gemstones, I use maybe acrylic, or I use Swarovski crystals or any other elements, and I combine them with clear quartz, because I think quartz help you to protect yourself, also to attract more good energy to yourself. I love crystal quartz. It's also for people from cancer, zodiac sign, and that is my cancer is my sign, and I use it all the time. Also, I wanted to tell you, if gold quality products, good, excellent quality. And secondly, you have 7 days. If you don't like, I hope everybody that buys from my side like my jewelry. But if you don't like it, you have 7 days from the day of the receipt to send it back to me. Then you can read all the policies in my shop. And also, I'm going to add one sub-page with the meaning of the gemstones, with the meaning also the wire, because also sterling silver is good, also gold field. They have benefits because they are also coming from our modern era. And you can read about our testimonials in about. We have testimonials also. You can read them in there, okay?
Great, okay, and I thank you.
Let me tell you the last thing. If you want to contact me, just go to my website and from contact us, fill out the form and submit it. That's it. Fill out the form and submit it. Just to make a comment, to say hi. If you want special jewelry, if you have an idea, if you need something about jewelry, whatever, or comments about my jewelry, something that you like it, something that you don't like it of my jewelry, I am open to hear everything. Please, I want to hear from everybody. Also, like me in my Facebook. You just go to my website, click on Facebook on the right, on the top, and we can go there. Also, for people who speak Spanish, remember, I'm here to help you. Just give me a call.
Thank you. I very much thank you. And you guys just heard that. And I mean, you know, there's where you know you've got quality work. This, you know, and very beautiful, you know, items. Give it a look. Give a chance. Take a, you know, and buy a few items. Check out with Lady, as she was saying there, you've got to see this. Those of you who are new to coming into the show, this is Psychics Gone Wild. And we're right now having a little discussion here and a really good time with a very beautiful jewelry designer from Colombia who's here in the United States, and it's I've been talking with Lady, and she's basically also letting us know that, like she said there, that she does unique one-of-a-kind items. Now, there's something that a lot of us, you know, all like that personal item. When you're talking about what I say metaphysical or spiritual, or when we say spiritual, to me it's psychic and my path with it. If I can get someone to sit down, like she just said, willingly to work with me, put in my, like she just said, her sun sign astrology is Cancer, you know, then she's put in these different things with the crystals. You know, she's talking about it helping, healing, working. You know, get a hold of her. You're going to have that unique, positive piece of jewelry that you can't beat. And I know that we're going to go ahead and take a little break here and do some music. And I thank you, Lady, for coming on. I really have a feeling, you know, you're always welcome to come back. You got our number. We're looking forward to having you on, hopefully again here later in June. We'll get together. And thank you for coming on so quickly. And when I come back, we'll be doing those free mini readings for those of you who called in.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for everybody on your audience. And also, please like me on my Facebook page and also like me on my website.
We will do that. Like you, we love you. You're a very good person, and thank you for doing the work out there. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
As we're going into the day, we're going to turn around and just start out a little bit of music from Jennifer Grimm, and we'll be right back with a few of those mini readings. Thank you, and stay tuned. We have a little bit of a silly channeling today with the scheduling, so hang on.
And here you are by my side. here I am with a open up.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going a little wild. We had a lot of people talking to me about the scheduling and a little bit about what's happening. And what's happened here on our scheduling is that we've got a lot of different variety here. And today we just spoke with and started June 1st out with a really great positive jewelry designer who very much and gifted, very psychic, very much involved in this, very much looking forward to helping it. And it's like those of you who are paying attention to what's been happening, we're having a little bit of time with this. And this weekend I am going to be doing the longer show. We're going to be working with this, and we're putting a lot into it. So please stay with us. Those of you who are following should get the site. I am really changing a lot of things. It failed today. I put in personally, I cut and pasted it, and then I realized it had the wrong times on there. So I do encourage each of you just to hang with us a couple days here. I do have my girlfriend home, and we're going to be typing, working out, and fixing Psychics Gone Wild. So, you guys, we're celebrating here in Tampa, Florida. One of the great things is that I'm on Wednesday nights. Those of you who really would like to listen to Journey into the Light, one of the most best, excellent radio shows we've got, I'm on there, and I'm doing free readings on Wednesday night that we know about. Looking forward to it. A lot of fun. The first one I got to do this Wednesday, and it was like wild. So any of you who care to, please give me a listen there. We are discussing today's stones, and I know that a lot of you have come in. I have down a little bit of some other work going on here, and next, our next guest up, and we're welcoming the next part of Psychic Gone Wild, and that's our great friend and really good person, Pierre. How are you, Pierre?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I apologize. We knew you were on today, and then the jewelrist, she came in. She's a very positive person from Colombia, and I said, okay, we got to have them both, and I worked with her, and then it took and threw both of our stuff off the site, so me and you didn't even get marketed today.
That's okay.
Well, I feel the angels and the blessings will go with it, Pierre, and I really am welcoming you on the show. We had
great.
Such a good time. It was only a couple weeks ago you were on Psychics Gone Wild with us.
That's correct.
And we had such a good response. That, Pierre, would you just explain to the new guests what you do and who you are?
Well, I'm basically a grief management facilitator and an end-of-life facilitator. And I'm also guided afterlife psychic in the sense that I work with automatic writing. And I try to get in touch with loved ones that have passed on, and I work with my higher self to try to, get information and answers to people who have loved ones that have passed on and want to have an idea of how it is and where the loved one are and if they're okay, if they're into the light, this kind of stuff.
I actually did
a reading just last night for a woman like that, and she was quite pleased to know that her husband that passed away 6 months ago was into the light, and that was quite a concern for her to know that he wasn't suffering anymore because he died of lung cancer, and it was pretty horrid for her. So she was quite pleased, and we got some answers for her, some guidance at least. From him to help her, do what she wanted to do in her spirituality. And it was pretty neat. Loved it.
Oh, I could feel it. And I just, one thing about you, Pierre, you're a very gifted, positive individual. And, how would they get a hold of you? Would you give them your website or a way they can contact you there?
Yes, my website is www.shareyourpain-. That's how you say, where there's a little bar between.
Yeah.
That's hyphen, huh? So share your pain, hyphen grievingsuccessfully.com.
Oh, very good. And I just, you know, Pierre, we've got a few people here. We're going to talk to you a few minutes more. And there's some of you guys have been so patient. And I laugh. The radio station said we were on at 5 p.m. this evening. And I don't know why. Oh. The Blog Talk Radio has been doing a lot of wild. So we've got a cash audience right now. But I had a lot of ones write me this morning and ask me. And we corrected it. And then I'm going to be working on this week. I promise you guys I have my relationship. She's a very fast, very good typist. We're going to go through and just each and every one we're going to go through so we have more sense, because today was just wild. That's how me and Pierre got lost on the page. And I kind of laughed. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, thank you, Pierre. And and we'll get you out there. One thing, if you guys are listening to iTunes, you can hear us. Call us at 773-897-6461 to speak with us. We are doing a little longer show. Normally we're 2 p.m. Monday through Fridays. We are going to a later show on some of our nights, and that's where we've gotten it. We've got some really good people coming on this month, and Kelly was traveling, and Kelly, you know, you have to be psychic, because a lot of the people Kelly had talked with, she didn't share with me, so I have to go. So you're going to have a lot of guests on, because we both have asked everybody we can get on, and what we do is we're trying to promote, like Pierre here, a very gracious person that helps people, and we want you guys to make the contact. The last time Pierre was on, we had a lady discuss with him some very intense grief, and Pierre was able to help her in a very positive manner right over the radio, and we were all blessed. We thanked the angels, and we realized then that, you know, obviously, Pierre is a welcome addition to Psychics Gone Wild. And, you know, Pierre, you had talked before. You do a type of reading, too, that is something like scrying.
That's right. I mean, I do automatic writing. So I get in touch with one of my guides is actually my late wife. That is my guide that channels and filters, other entities that want to come through and talk to other people. And I have other guides too, and it's actually doing very well. Just to repeat, my late wife just came in suddenly as I was doing automatic writing with other guides, and then all of a sudden I got this very strong energy coming through my hand, and I was kind of wondering what it was. And then she identified herself as being Louise, my ex-wife, and then it went from there. It was quite emotional moment, knowing that she was coming through me and talking with me, and so it evolved from there. And then that was about 6 to 8 months ago, and since then we're communicating every day, and I find myself very lucky to be in touch with my loved one, and I realize not everyone is able to do that, and so I try to do it for other people.
Very much. I think that's very excellent. And 786, you're on the air live with Psychic Jethro and with Pierre Milot. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. We do a little readings here, and I thank you. Our fun Fridays has turned into a wildest days. We have a little bit of everything. So you're just, you know, we've had people tease me. Some days we do just all readings. Some days we do just guests. So we're doing a little bit of both on Fridays to have it fun. And I welcome you to give me your name and your question.
Yes. My name is Yolanda, and basically I wanted to know anything that my spirit guides had to tell me.
No problem, Yolanda. Pierre, I'll go ahead if it's okay with you. I'll talk to Yolanda first, and then
yes,
if you want to kick in right behind it, we'll both give her
a read.
Go ahead. Thank you, Yolanda, and I thank you for calling in. And how I do it, and I do have with them doing this, is that they'll have me, as you said, your name there. I feel like, Yolanda, you've got something going on with your, I feel like there's something here that you've been kind of overcoming. They're telling me that you are at a point where you're ready to start afresh on where you are, and Yolanda, you said with your guides, what they keep telling me is that I apologize, your phone's a little different, so I'm going to go ahead and mute you. It's nothing personal, it's just the phone does that. But Yolanda, what I'm feeling here is that your guides and angels are telling me with you that you are pretty much looking to get some other things to happen in your life. And they're showing me that with you and going here, that you said with your guides, they keep showing me that June is going to be handling some other stuff too. And it's like they said there's some other things that you're not done handling, Yolanda, and that's where they're going to be looking at it. I feel like there's a relationship there with somebody who is able to really try to help with you. They're showing me you really working with it, getting into it, and it's like something else happened. You know, it's like there's something else for you that's gone on here that, Yolanda, I'm going to have a, you give me a little more of your name and say it again, because it's like a lot of static on your end, but I'm feeling like your guides are only letting me have pieces to what's going on there.
You want me to say my name again?
Yeah, and I feel like there's something there. I feel like you've got a like kind of a conflict with your guides. They're like, you're sitting here, and there's new stuff trying to come in, and somebody's blocking you from getting the stuff in that you want to have happen.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. My name is Yolanda.
I feel
like somebody's blocking whatever it is that I'm supposed to be knowing, and it's really starting to piss me off.
I feel that, and as the angels are showing me with you, they said this blocking is, it's, I keep getting mail. I feel like there was something here before, and this person wants you to be where, like, if they can't have you, no one else or something. There's something here about this person that they, and I feel like they were with you in a relationship at one time, but they're not now.
Yeah, I had a relationship for about 8 months. We're no longer together. And as a matter of fact, we're not talking right now because he said something and I got upset. And I said, you know what? It doesn't work this way. And I kind of like said, you know what? I just don't have nothing to say to you right now.
Well, you know, and Yolanda, this is one of those things that I got in trouble before with people. They'll say, what do you think about, and it's like what I feel, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a real positive karmic angel work, and it works so well, is you're going to have to turn all of it over to them. There's karmic between you two, and what this person is doing, you have karmic debt and payment and relationships. You've already broke the tie verbally there, but there's still an energy tie and a link, and what he's doing is he's still like, if I were to show you like you here in a mirror, I could show you here's his energy hooked to you, and he's still energetically acting as your karmic mate, and you verbally and him are not physically together. So what I would suggest is to sit down, you know, and water is one of the best conduits for this. Use a really nice warm water, do a shower. I always do, like I tell you guys about the blessings, I always do an Our Father Who Art in Heaven prayer to balance my chakra, and then you need to verbally say to him, you know, this is in the shower, you're imaging, you're doing a shower, you're going to make sure, because what he's doing is he's shielding you, and you're not getting the energy, and that's what's happening. And because you two aren't, he's also kind of trying to get back with you. He thinks of you. He wants you back. So what he's doing is he's pulling your energy. And when he's doing that intent, you're not getting your spiritual blessings that are meant for you, because he's pulling them. And I don't think he's aware of it. I don't think he just set out yesterday and said, I'm going to make Yolanda, you know, have a bad day. But he's been doing it, like you said, and it is making you mad. He's been doing it for a while. The angels are telling me that if you do this, and then you go, after you do your warm shower, you do this, and you just verbalize, Our Father Art in Heaven, you do that 3 times to balance your chakra. Then after you've done the warm, you tell him, and you're like, you're talking to him, and you're in the shower, and you're visualizing it, and you're telling him, I have no karma with you. Anything that I have karmically paid to you, I turn over to your higher power, whichever word you use for white, you know, light. I've had people say, I turn it over to my totem. It works the same. I've had it turn over to the Buddhist. You turn it over spiritually to your higher creator, and then you'd also turn over you got to do both karma. Any karmic debt you have and any debt he has with you, you turn it over and you go, this is in the Lord's hand, and there's no more karma between the two of us. I'm getting chills saying it. They said when you say it, Yolanda, look out. You're going to hear, woo, things in that house are going to go a little odd, because he's strong. He's selfish. He, you know, you broke up with him. You tried to just flat let him know that you couldn't take the other energy. He's still pulling you in.
Yeah. You know, I feel that. I feel lots of days I feel like the strain. Like I just don't have energy to continue. It's like I'm being like somebody's sucking all the energy from me.
Exactly. And what, you know, we would call, okay, if he was doing it with Will and he was doing it with other things, we'd call him a psychic vampire. He's still the same thing, but his, and some of his is because of relationship. Now, I'm going to be intense with you guys. This is something spiritually, blood, sex, or hair. When you think of those three, if someone has blood with you, sex or hair, or their energies become entwined with us. So what's happened is she's broken. She said, roll on down the road, buddy. And he's over here going, okay, and he's just pulling, like she said. She's tired. If we were to take and do a spiritual cleansing, which I also would suggest with you, you're going to clean your aura. You're going to feel spots there, right in your side, on your left side. I keep feeling like you hurt. You're numb sometimes in the back. And it's that energy. He's hooked in a link here. And what he's doing is he's pulling her energy. She's tired and tapped. He's sitting over here going, come back to me, come back to me. And what he's doing is he's using her energy. Her guides are also wanting you because he's got to prove himself. They told me that he couldn't do that. Your time was done. You know, and I've had people argue with me about this, and there is in Corinthians, there is a part in there that talks about breaking up.
You had told me that before. You had told me that if he didn't change his ways, that my guides weren't going to allow him to hurt me anymore. And you said that this was going to happen at the end of May, and sure enough has happened.
Uh-oh. You know, yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. And what I pride with my accuracy and what I've got what the guides saying, and they're telling me now that we need to get your guides protecting you. And you know, do get a hold of me at that psychicjester@awl.com, and I'll send you. I have a lot of prayers. I have one that's really good about it's basically a guardian prayer. And what you do is you're saying it, and you're doing it at night for like 10 minutes. I do it with a white candle and ask the guardian angel to put a protection, because what's happened, Yolanda, we have something similar. I used to have a relationship with someone. Once I broke up with her, she, just like you got there, she wouldn't let go. And I couldn't understand. And then someone gave me this and helped me. And I can feel with you, I psychically am seeing you shutting the door on him. And then I see you later starting to get some other stuff to happen. But Yolanda, what we've got to do is we've got to get him. You know, he's like a barnacle. I'm sorry, but he's just like, you got to break him off that ship. You got to put that white light there between, so you can relax and get your energy back up. And then you're going to be back doing. I'm getting some tears with you that you let a lot of stuff slide over this relationship. You got a little anger here. You got a lot of anger.
Yeah, I do have a lot of anger because, you know, he made himself be one way, and he turned out to be another way.
I don't blame you. That's a hard one. And there's where the angel said, they're showing me. They show me you out walking and talking, and I see you, we call it Native American walking it off. I see you doing the energy, and then I see you really raising your psychic energy up, and I see some tears. It's going to help you heal in your heart, because you're mad, and it's like, boom, it's just going around and around, and you're yellow. And that's part of where we get it. Remember, love and hate walk hand in hand. The key to this, and when you're doing this, when you're doing spiritual work, is indifference. You know, and it's a hard one. I can relate with you because I did it over and over, and it's like, oh, I kept feeling like I was like pulling strings out of me and odd energies. When I did the white, and I really did it, and I just did indifference. And it's not easy when you've been close like you have. Yolanda?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. And Pierre, did you want to add anything here in this area? You know, I know you're real gifted. What have you been picking up as we've been talking?
Well, I'm not like you, like picking up, you know, vibrations really quickly, because I'm mainly a grief facilitator, but I also get some information. Yolanda, are you like married or separated or divorced?
Separated,
yeah. Well, the only thing I get from you is that there's some kind of loneliness or sadness about your husband. Am I wrong there, or...?
No, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right. And that may, I feel that may, you know, sort of come and intervene in your new relationship. And you may want to deal with that. That's all I have to say for now. I don't know if that means anything to you.
No, it means everything to me, because you're 100% right.
Okay. Good. That's all I got. So maybe you want to work on that.
I'm trying. Trust me. It's
you
been
are,
a
huh?
slow process. It's been a very slow process.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Of course. Everything takes time, and it's. But if you are aware of it, I don't know. This is a personal thing that you're gonna have to deal with. I feel that your relationship with your ex-husband is not completely over, and that is creating problems with any new relationship. So you may want to revisit that.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yes, Yes, complete sun.
Okay, Yolanda. Thank you.
Cool. Great. We thank you, and we thank you, Pierre. We thank you, Yolanda, and you got to keep track with us. And I have a feeling there's also some new energy coming, and what we're going to do is put out a blessings today for you and go right into the fact that we've got another caller. We've got a couple waiting. We're really picking up the pace, and I apologize to those of you. Normally, we're on at 2 p.m. Fridays, and it just was a little wild with our schedule. 561, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
Good.
Hi, I wanted to see if, what do you think about, I have a legal situation pending, and it doesn't seem like my lawyer's moving forward with it, and I don't know if he wants to drop my case or...
No problem. I'm going to have you say your first name and your birthday for me.
Lena 3762.
Okay, Lena, I do see a change in the attorney coming, and I feel that he's not working. And you know, if they're not working, cut the tie. This person's kind of, you've got with somebody who had a lot of talk, and then they didn't follow through. And your case is hard. You have a case that's very. It's like, I feel like you're going to have, whoever gets your case is going to have to grab onto it and just hammer at that door. They're going to have to grab on and just be, you know, attitude plus attitude. And what I'm seeing, Lena, is that I see the person's kind of like just not, and I see you kind of like right now kind of working with them. I do see a different attorney coming. I keep seeing the Libra scales of the attorney of you going, all right, and you starting to look and get somebody. You know, you need a pit bull. You are, there's something not right here about your legal that happened, that if they're not really on it, and it's not going to be an easy case for them.
Okay, I'm just, because I'm living where I fell, and I asked the landlord if they would negotiate with me since I'm back on my rent, since I have a claim against the property. So I'm thinking maybe I could just negotiate with the landlord and not even bother with the legal, but I don't know if I should have to go that way. I'm just like, I don't know what to do here, if I should talk to another lawyer.
And I always encourage, too, with the, yeah, you do get a hold of a professional with this because of your legal rights. And the reason I'm saying that is, you know, good instance here. I see this with you right now, you're doing a little okay, but I've seen people fall and then a year later or sometime later have some other things happen. I see the guys are telling me with you, and I know this is frustrating because you're in a position you want to just get over this and move on. But, you know, they keep showing me that, you know, what you've had, Lena, here. And this is where, you know, do talk to, I see another legal talk to, too. I don't feel like your attorney honestly was grabbing a hold like they showed up for this.
No.
That's what I get,
no,
and
I'm
feel
just,
sad for
and
you.
And I don't want to be I don't want to be stuck with any of his legal fees. I'm afraid if I drop him, he'll want to charge me. But I think if he drops me, then he wouldn't have to charge me. So I'm a little concerned about having to pay any kind of fees if I drop him. So I'm just, I mean, do you see it be, you know, that he'll want to drop me and I won't have to pay anything? Or you think I wouldn't be responsible for some fees?
No problem. I do have a little bit here in energy, and I'm going to look at that. And what they're showing me with you is they said financially this has gotten to a point that I see you, I do see you kind of wanting to just settle in some of this other, and that's the sad part. I just feel this attorney was not really giving you a fair toss. That's my opinion. I also see you kind of sitting back and looking at speaking with another attorney and then kind of trying to readjust it to where, like you said, that you could kind of work it out between everybody a little bit more. And I feel sad for you, Lena. I do, and I am going to suggest to you in this kind of case, you know, it's personal and always confidential, but I will send you and do a free email reading. If you'll send me, I need like a recent picture or a picture of you just so I can see your aura. It's nothing else. It never goes any farther. But sometimes in this kind of case, especially over the phone, what the guides are showing me for your future is being changed a little, and I want to make sure with the free will. Whenever we're working with legal guys, you know, we have a lot of free will to it. And what I want to do is I want to read your energy and see what they're telling me. Because as to be a psychic, I want to make sure and help you. You know, my opinion and my energy is not there. The guides are showing me the things, and what they're saying psychically is that they're telling me always, you know, always make sure, like they're saying there's something here, you want to be careful. Because, okay, your attorney is doing it, but he could have basically signed this over. You're not asking for large amounts. You're not out trying to get the world. You're just trying to get some of this covered and trying to get things back to some kind of a normalcy. And sadly, you were hurt when you fell, and you're trying to get back on, Lena, is what I feel. You're trying to get back in.
I'm just afraid, do you think they're still going to go through with the eviction to evict me, or do you think they'll try and negotiate with the rent since that I got hurt on the property?
I feel they're going to try to basically negotiate and work with you on it because it looks gooder for them and legal is what they're showing me. They're showing me them looking at it and saying, okay, here we've got this, and then trying to, you know, because the attorney also, I feel when he was talked with or went with them, he didn't really stand up for you like he should, so they feel kind of confident, and there's where I get that. You know, please go ahead, like I said, send me, and I'll look at that with a picture with you because I can see it, you know, a lot better looking at it, and then make sure that we kind of look ahead. You know, and I'll give you a free, what I call a free mini, but I'll look at it and look at that and see what they say the next couple months, and maybe that'll help in what you've got. I thank you for Lena for calling in, and you need the prayers, and this is just too much, you know, what they've got. We have this sometimes, and I encourage each of you guys as we're going through today here, please, we've got some people writing me. I apologize with the emails. We have, if you want to know, we have 6 people in the queue that are waiting. We have 33 minutes. We're trying to get everybody in. And what we welcome and we've been doing is we're getting busier and busier on our days. What it is and what it's after is we welcome to have and do to help anybody. Today it's me and Pierre Milo. You're on, Pierre. And how are you doing over there, Pierre? You've had
I'm fine. The only thing I got for her is that the word hang on, there's a solution ahead that's coming, and I think it's coming your way. Either if you don't have any choice, work with the same lawyer or try to find someone else, as you said. But I get that there's just positive results ahead for you, and that shouldn't be very long.
Very good, and thank you. And Lena, there you go. And you know, we're here. Send to us, do the prayers, and like we're both getting a positive outcome. It's like just like, you know, like Pierre said there, and I love what he just said. Hang on. Blessings to you. And we're going in right now. We're at 203. Hello, this is Psychics Gone Wild.
How you doing?
Good. I welcome you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we have Pierre Milo on. And you are?
My name is Woody.
Great. Thank you for calling in, Woody. And what we're going to do here is we're going to talk to you. We do free mini readings. And at the point here, I apologize. Normally, if you guys are listening, I will do just a real reading. I'm going to have you just be specific on questions because due to time, we're going to have to give everybody just a few minutes of the last of the show, unfortunately.
Okay. My question is on career. I'm pursuing a career in music with a partner of mine. And I was wondering, when do you see, like, meeting the right people, doors opening?
Okay, and I do see some other happening here for you. I feel like you've got a lot of creativity, but you've got a lot of pressure on you, too. You're handling quite a few things here, Woody. I'm going to have you do your date of birth for me, just so I can
10, see what... 10-80.
Okay, and they're showing... 10-10-80?
Yes.
Oh, man, look at those numbers. So this is where you've got this. This is part of the energy. You were born and have a time here that you come into the magician number for me. That's what they would say that is. And then it comes out into a 2, which is the high priestess. So I'm using this tarot for you a little bit, Woody. Now, the reason I'm trying to do it is I'm getting the guys to show me. They're telling me with you that you have got some lucky things coming with this, and you're good at what you do. I don't want to say critical, but you're one of those people that you probably are your hardest person on you. Your work has to be just right or you won't let it go.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that really, really strong with you. I see you really doing well. You asked when things are going to happen, and what I see happening for you is I see it's going to be, there's some kind of delay this summer, and it's like you're doing all right, but you're not getting in. You're not getting the doors to open, and it's not anything you're doing. It's like you've got some other people that you're working with. You've got somebody else that's just not, they're not feeling it. There's something about their sensitivity, or they're creative and they're good, and you guys work well together, but they're having something else go on, and it's keeping them, their mind's not on what they need to be on. They're telling me that the guys are saying, you said when, and what I see it happening is I see this taking off a little farther down the road for you. And I they keep telling me that, okay, August is just... August is out of there. August is one of those months that you're going to be so glad it's over and in. September's the time for you. Really good. They're also showing me that some music, or you said music?
Yes. music.
This music is really beautiful, and I see what's happening is I see that it's like you've got some people checking it out, doing the work with you, and, you know, Woody, you need to come and work with us on it. We do promote people on here. That's one thing I've got different people that, you know, we do promote, but I see you've got really good gifted music, but I see also what it's got is it's getting it out there, getting it marketed. Get with those of us that are, you know, putting it on. Those of you who listen to iTunes, I mean, Jennifer Grimm's one of my most gifted people that does her song on here. I see with yours, Woody, the same kind of thing. Get it out there. Get other people showing it. Show some variety. You've got some people that love you. You've got some fans, and they seem to. I keep getting like people are coming to hear you at a place here, and in this fall you're going to be doing that. You're also got some other one else. It's someone else is trying to do something with you, Woody. That's got to be handled. They said it's his children. There's something about your life that they're trying to pull you into a past, something from the past. And it really don't have to do with the present, but they're pulling energy on you. Just like Yolanda was talking earlier about karma with someone, you've got somebody who is trying to pull you in. I feel like they're like they like you, they love you, and they know you're creative, and yet they're like a shark around you, dude. I mean, I feel them just like swimming around you. They're kind of like sensing and knowing that whenever you're what I call, I'm going to talk real blunt, when your mojo, your juice, your energy, your energy and your power is going strong and you're out there, they're watching and they're waiting, and they just kind of come around, and they come up with stresses or they find things to do. And then Woody's, you know, you're very focused on what you're doing in your life. I see them pulling that energy. And that's what I'm feeling. I feel that we need to do some real positive here. I would suggest some other angel work of shielding for you. When you're doing your creative and your music, nobody can get in. You are like, you're like rocking in there. You're in there and you're just doing it. But when you come out in the other part of the world, this is where us creative people have the most. You need some other shielding. We started the show out today, and I would suggest to you to carry a piece of tiger eye. I know that sounds wild. You can get them 3 for $1. You've got a California number. I bought them out there for 3 for $1. You can get them and just put a piece of tiger eye and carry it. And the reason is that it puts a different energy. So people aren't sensing with you because you're one of those people that you are like combustion creative energy. I keep seeing like lights and energies and all this going. But I see this happens in a lot of people I read that are famous or well-to-do is you have other people coming around and they're like, woo, and they can feel it. We used to joke, and this is between me and you and the radio. I'm on the radio with it. But I know of different people who would feel that energy. And they would, you know, they're like, they were just there. A woman told me one time that she could tell pretty much with me right when I was, energy was going to happen. And 2 weeks before my life was going to do it, she would come in. We dated for a while. We ended up later obviously staying friends, but she was doing exactly what these people are doing to you. They're pulling your energy. You know what I mean? It's like things are supposed to be getting together, and I see a little bit of tiger's eye. I also see with you and the angels, and they're telling me that the other doors that are going to open is that you've got somebody that you've worked with before that knows about your past work. There's something here coming into this at the end of the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I may add something?
Yes, please.
Are you working on some kind of project or song or music or?
Yeah, me and
you are
working. Yeah, we getting things mastered and flyers together. What he said earlier, September, we're playing a venue for the 15th, and okay. I guess so.
Yeah, well, I see. I don't see a date or the time, but I see something happening soon with that project. And somehow, since before this happens, you're going to meet people that will offer opportunities for you to either promote this project or make it happen, help you make it happen. I don't know if it's financially, if it's marketing wise, or if it's just pitching in that project. But I see that it's very positive and that. And that you will succeed in there. So just remain aware of the people that you meet, and I feel that someone in there is going to help you with that project. But I see something positive happening for you in the near future regarding that project.
September, we both agree, and I, you know,
yeah.
The angels are doing. And blessings to you, Woody. We're going to go on with the next person.
Thank
please.
You.
Well, no, you're welcome. Thank you. And we welcome that. Please, Woody, like I said, if you do ever, you know, I've had people, different ones that want to try with this. You know, you're listening to Psychic Sunwild. If you do want to, and always adhere, make sure that you go ahead and get with the different ones of us. You can reach me at www.jethrosmith.net. Or where can they reach you, Pierre, if they would like to get with you and have a session?
Well, they could reach me by email or even by phone or through you or my website.
Okay, would you give them your website, Pierre? I apologize.
It's www.shareyourpain-grievingsuccessfully.com.
No, that's very good. And what I like here with you, Pierre, and what I really want to do and what we've got happening is we're going to help some people today. We've been going through it, and Pierre is just a very, very psychic, very phenomenal friend, a very positive person already that I just kind of, we met through the emails, through the work here. Now we're working on this together, and we've had a really positive thing that I'm going to take a minute here. We've got a couple callers. I know you guys have just started calling in, and we're going to give you a few minutes to wait and kind of talk here. Pierre, I want to really talk about your books. You have some excellent books that you wrote and you've put out there, and I want to promote everyone to look and give this a chance. I got to read a little bit last time, and I'm still reading. I have what I call my collection of books, and obviously Pierre's is in there, and one of the excellent things that he is writing about and discussing is you discuss about the other side and how when the people have passed of yours that you've gotten more stronger psychically. I agree with you very much. I was very impressed that you also discussed, like you had said before, that you had other people who were pretty much handling things with this on this side, like pretty much your gift enhanced as they passed?
Yeah, well, actually, what I'm sort of, it's not something that I absolutely, focusing on doing as an objective. It's just that it's developing as I go along. And where I seem to be focusing the most is helping people make the transition, like from this life to the next life. And that's why I became an end-of-life facilitator, helping families deal with a person that's dying. But not only that, I'm going further in the sense that I have guides on the other side that are helping the soul to make the transition. And that's quite unusual. Actually, that person outside is my personal guide and also my late wife that is working with me on this. It's quite special. And for now, I talk with people. My abilities are not as spontaneous as you are, Jethro. You're quite phenomenal as I hear you. But if people want to have a little bit more information, they could just email me some or write to me through my site and ask questions, a specific question to which I will answer. And if they give me some kind of email address or somewhere I can reach them, I will forward them these answers, sort of a mini reading also.
Very good, and you are, you're being modest. You're very gifted, too, and that's why we have the best on Psychic Sunwild, and I just am very honored to have you here, and I love what Pierre was saying. He's got some intensity here, and he's very good. He's a very gifted person, and what I've been really trying to get people to look is I want you guys to check out and see with this because, when I'm reading his site, I got to tell you, I got very, very emotional, and I realized, okay, I've grieved in the last 4 years. I thought I was pretty well, had grieved for my son and was there, but I could feel the Holy Spirit there. There is an energy that's going on, and Pierre's, one of those that he's gifted to do work here, and his family, his other people, his whole energy is he's got himself linked in, and so I do encourage, and we get, anytime any of you guys have any more ideas, we were just so blessed. Last time I had so many people that got a hold of me later and was telling me, as I'm reading through the week, they're like, where did you find Pierre? I said, on the LinkedIn. I said, the angels just did it, and he flashed up on there, and I'm like, what a cool guy. And I started reading, and that's how the angels have been bringing him. Today, those of you who start out with the show, this has been a really fun Friday. We have been talking to, and we will have, Lady Palmer's going to be on here in June. She's coming back. You start out our Fun Fridays before. Very gifted prophet. We've got Pierre Malot here, very gifted psychic, very good grief counselor. We start out today with Lady Arango, who's from Colombia. I just feel so blessed, and I want to thank all of you guys. The Psychics Gone Wild has went in a couple months very more and more and more, bigger and bigger. We intend to be asking and having more people back. Kelly had let me know that Sherry Caluso will be back, and she's going to be talking about her jewelry, and that just really, you know, that just floored me. I'm talking with Deborah Lynn Katz, those of you who listened in, and her three books that she has on psychic, you know, teachings. And I did psychic boot camp with her in Sedona, Arizona a couple years ago. She was, you know, on the show, and I feel so blessed as we're going through it. I do, and coach, and I had a lot of people tease me about the fact that we're not always giving readings. Well, I want to give readings, and I love to, but I also really want you guys to get the different variety, and that's what Psychics Gone Wild is. Any of the shows you call in on the Blog Talk will be giving out the different readings, and we do a little bit of everything. So, you know, I thank you, and I loved all the positive input. The other night on Journey into the Wild, my first night, all of you guys that followed and yayed me on, I want to thank you. You did make me blush, and you made me feel that really we are a family here on Psychics Gone Wild. 786, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Really happy.
Good. I like some insight on me and Mike. I would like to know what you see for us and the energy and all that good stuff and what's in store for us.
Great. I'm going to have you and Pierre talk here for a few minutes. Let him start with the reading, and then I will chime right in behind it.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole. So what would you like to know, Nicole? Do you have any specific questions you'd like to know?
Me and Michael are currently at a standstill, and I wanted to know when you thought he would reach out to me, and I only have the talk that I want to talk about, and where do you see this going?
Well, have you been together for a long time?
Yes.
Yes, you have been, huh? Well, I'm trying to get some vibes from you here. Jethro, do you get anything for Nicole? So what's your name's friend, Nicole?
I'm sorry?
What is your friend's name?
Michael.
Okay, so what do you do for a living, Nicole and Michael?
Me? I'm a assistant, and Michael, he works for a business firm.
Okay. So how is your communication? Do you feel
it's not really good right now. It's actually long distance as well. It wasn't always long distance, but
you have a long distance relationship, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. I mean, I feel there's some kind of communications that you need to improve there.
Yeah, we haven't talked. That's why I'm curious when you'll call me.
Excuse me?
I said we haven't talked for a little while. That's why I was curious. When he felt he would reach out and call me.
Okay, yeah, that's what I get. I get there's a lack of communication between you two, and of course, communication is everything. And,
yes, of course.
So I gather you don't live in the same town and you communicate over the phone. You don't see yourself very often physically.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, well, long-term, long-distance communications are always difficult. I recommend that you maybe make yourself a schedule to communicate on a regular basis and maybe... Do you find it difficult to communicate with each other, to understand each other? Do you have like some kind of miscommunication, confrontation when you discuss that you don't understand each other?
A little bit, yes. He doesn't want to talk about something. He talks in circles, and like I said, it's been a few weeks since we have not talked. It's actually the longest time since we've not spoken to each other. And do you pick up on when you feel he'll call? I don't know your time frames, but do you pick up that he'll call me or it's over? Or what do you think?
what I would recommend is maybe not leave it too much in the air. That's what I get for you. Not leave it, too open. Just try to get some kind of scheduling. That's what I'm getting as information, is that, I don't know how this could be possible, but give yourself a timeline to talk every second day or third day, because you know communication is important. They say away from the eyes, away from the heart, right? And I think it's extremely important for you. That's what I get, that you should communicate more often, make an effort to call each other and talk.
But they say absence makes the heart go founder, so that's like contrary to what you just said.
Say that again, please.
You know how you said out of sight, out of heart. They do say, you know, absence makes the heart go founder. So do you think? There's a pros and cons to that.
Yes, well, it is true in one sense, but I feel in my experience and what I get for you is that it's important that you should keep in contact, the voice, you know, talking and discussing your day and your events, so you keep it into each other's lives on a regular basis to keep the relationship alive. And I feel that that is very important for you at this moment.
Yes, well, I reached out to him last, and I feel like he's been trying to get a hold of me. He calls me private, and he called, I think one of his friends called me, and I didn't know who it was, but by the app, and I can tell, like, it was one of his friends, but they just left a voicemail because I usually miss my calls anyway, but I feel like he's trying to get a hold of me, but he's not, like, calling this number, and maybe he's trying to make it seem like he's not. I have no idea, but I'm kind of waiting for him to reach out because that shows me that he's ready to talk rather than calling him again and then, you know, him have an excuse that he doesn't know what to talk about or what to say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give him that space to reflect.
You want to give him that space. Well, you should not give him too much space, and maybe you should affirm yourself and then push a little bit more into that, because maybe at his end he's also waiting for you to make a move and to prove that you want to talk with him. And I think that's...
Oh, he knows, though. I've told him in many loving ways I want to talk. He said, can we have a conversation? Like, want to talk, but that was just, like, I guess a few months. And he just talked circles. So I feel like I gave my all. I kind of don't even want to put any more energy in it. It's up to him if he wants to save it or not. I mean, I want it to work out, but I feel like I've done so much and sacrificed so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's not doing the same.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. And there's nothing more I can say than maybe... You should keep pushing a little bit more on the relationship, and then if the relationship, I mean, if he doesn't respond, then maybe you get your answer.
Exactly.
Listen to your heart.
Are you right?
Listen to your heart, and I mean, you can't push the relationship only on one side all the time. You know, sometimes relationship have to end at one time, and you can't always be pushing. If he doesn't want to call back, then maybe. Maybe you should think about that and, you know, revisit the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Jethro, do you get anything on that?
I do, and I agree very much what we're saying here, and I feel that this relationship has got some kind of karma with you, that, Nicole, I feel that he cares and has got himself where he's kind of like in denial of it. There's something going on that I feel that he wants to kind of stand back with you. And the more that he is, that's what's got you so confused, is that it's pulling him in with karma, but yet he's in denial of it. And he's like putting out this free will of he can go on without it. And that's what's got you where I see like you two trying to sit down and talk this out, or some energy is going to make you happier, but I don't see him really. Unfortunately, I see tears, and that's what I get. I'm not feeling this person really feeling out the love like they should with you. And sadly, I also feel that he's not kidding anyone, Nicole, that he I think you overwhelmed him. I would take it as a compliment that your intensity is, and then I you're not going to like this, but I would go move on.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you don't see him calling, contacting me, is what you're saying?
I see him kind of playing this around. I see him going with you, and I see this being a distant. And what I get it, and I'm doing this psychically, and what you've asked, and what they're showing me ahead here, is I see this relationship having some other stuff to go. And I would have to, you know, we're giving you a free mini one here. I'd like to really look into some like birthdays and you and him and some other stuff when we do have time. Because what's happened here, Nicole, is what the guides are showing me is there's some sadness. Now I'd like to read into it. I don't see you two staying strongly together, and I apologize. This is where people are like, whoa. But it is the truth, and I'll tell you what, I really am. I'm very gifted and accurate with my timing. And part of it, they keep showing me, the angels, is that they show me with him that he cares, but he's not. He's got something else here that he's in denial with you, and I don't think he really realizes how much you really love him. I can feel your heart. You really want this to be all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's kind of stepping back, and that's what I get. I'd like to, and like I said, you know, we will go in. We're going to have to cut it on, apologize for the last of the time because of the show, but that's what I'm getting. And, Nicole, what I also am seeing with you, too, is that you have you had karma with him. You seem to have had, you guys got together, were kind of drawn together, and then you're still trying to handle some things that are going on, like some outside things that you two have in common.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is a past relationship. There's something here about over a relationship before of both of yours is got something here that's doing this, and that's where I feel karma, and I would like to, you know, and like I tell you guys, I encourage you always with Psychics Gone Wild, as we're going through this, I have a very good accurate. I've had people say, you know, where are you getting this? Well, sit down and get a good reading with one of us, see where we're getting the extra stuff, and then you're going to get all of it. You know, we're giving you a few minutes, and as we start to unwrap this, I've had people, good example, tell me that they felt and sensed something with me, and I'm like, So then I went ahead and got the full ring. Because you're not, unfortunately, with a few minutes, you're not going to get all of the picture. What I keep getting the flash, and I agree with what Pierre was getting there, is that working with that heart, there's something else happening there with that relationship. And, you know, I feel that very strong. And, Nicole, I bless you, and I'm glad you called in, and I thank you. And keep calling 773-897-6416.
Can I just, I don't think you answered this one. Like, you pick up on what.
And she feels like we've got here like 6 minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and thank her for the waiting on that, and we're going to go right into Cat Bray. You're next. You've waited quite a while, and I thank you for calling in to Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you. I think this is my first time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, welcome you, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro, and this is Pierre Malo from Canada, and we are both helping people, and we apologize. We've only got a few minutes here to the show, and we wanted to make sure everybody who'd waited got in, and we give everybody a little time here.
Can you just give me a message?
Sure, if you'll give me your first name. If is that all you want, is just a message from your guide?
Yeah, it's Kathy.
Okay. Kathy, what I'm feeling here is they said that you you need to handle some. There's something here with a phone. I'm seeing a phone call. They're showing me, Kathy, your guys are showing me that it's going to come together in a thing that you're giving out energy. Kathy, you seem to be helping some others, and you got to realize that when you don't make the contact, they miss you. There's someone missing you. I'm feeling this is family. They're telling me you have someone who wants you to contact them physically through the phone.
Probably my mother.
She's going through some other things that have happened for you that you and her, and you give her energy. She's some of her health is, she doesn't, you know, she's got a lot going on there. I do see, why is she just feisty? It must be your mom, because this is somebody who's just let me know that was none of my business. But she's like really strong.
Or it could be an aunt that I never call, you know.
this one's real strong, and they're telling me that this is going to be good in the next couple months, Kathy. They're also showing you working with some other this. You give out this energy. You're like the bubbly girl. I got to be honest with you. What I'm seeing is the guys are showing me you're positive. You call and you talk, and you do give this. And that. It is the longer one. It's the aunt, and she kind of needs this. I feel like her. She's kind of ornery. Like I said, a little ornery there. A little, you know. But she's also she's been kind of going through some health stuff or something. She doesn't tell people everything of her business. This one doesn't. Nobody know. Not only people real close know. And see, now you, they kind of come to you. I can see this in the family. You seem to be the one. They do share with you when you do talk, but you seem to kind of put some light on some. There's some sadness here a little bit. I said the last couple 6 months has been a lot going on, and you, I've seen you having a lot happen. This person does kind of use you as their window. You kind of tell them what you're doing out there, and they're like, that Kathy. You know, they're just like. You know what I'm saying? They're telling me, like, you just, you know, you seem to give them that sunshine.
I'm just always so busy, you know, and I try to make time to even call my mother, who's in a nursing home in upstate New York, you know. It's just nonstop for me all the time.
I feel it, and I feel that, you know, if it wasn't, you'd pile more on. You're just one of those sunshine people. You're just, you've got a lot going, and you're out there, and, you know, and part of the blessing, I feel the angels telling me with you, too, is, you know, you're loved, and that's one of the really good gifts. And, Kathy, you know, and we're doing this quick here. I'm trying to really get more. All the guys keep showing me is that, and they said that she, it's female, and she's, you know, it's like that. I can feel them both pulling. I also feel that you also have got some other people helping you, here on the other side. You've got some people that are, me and Pierre were talking about the other side psychically. I keep feeling that you've got someone here that's not too far from you, because you aren't just busy. You're scary when you drive, I got to tell you.
That's my father. He's so worried because I love to drive fast.
He said to tell you that, and he knows what you've been doing, and he says you can take your foot down a little bit. It doesn't have to be that far into there. You're just... You take risks, Kathy. You are blessed. Look at that. I mean, he's showing me, and he's the one who's letting me know at the call and about your mom, too, and he's telling me that, you know, you've also got some other things happening right now that I see something else happening for you that you're not getting the time to dance and laugh, too, because you're so busy. You've got a lot going on up there, and they're showing me the state, but they show me that when you get home at night, there's a lot of times you're really tired, and he kind of, like, tucks you in when you finally get to sleep.
Yeah, I'm too busy calling the psychics.
Who are you? Oh, that's well, see, now one of those.
My husband, my husband goes, why don't you get off the couch and do something at night, you know? I said, but I'm tired. I just want to listen to him. Sometimes I don't even talk to him. I like to just hear, you know, what other people have to say.
Yeah.
But see, I'm working on my spirituality, and I'm very busy with that.
Well, and I love it. And we're gentlemen here. And if I don't share the time with my guest Pierre, they're going to call me stingy. Pierre, what are you picking up with Kathy?
Well, what I'm picking up from her is that, of course, she's extremely busy. And then what I get is the word effort. And I feel that you should take care of yourself. You know, take some vitamin rest, because you still have a lot of effort to put into a family affair that, if you do, will conclude positively, and that's what I get. I mean, you're, as Jethro said, you're a very bubbly person, very, very involved person. But I keep seeing the word effort. Is that you are making effort, but that you still will have to put a lot of effort into this family affair, family relationship.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, good for you.
Very good. And we bless you. And Kathy, I know your husband said that, but you just stay right on that couch and keep listening to us.
That's
okay?
That keeps me going.
Yeah,
okay.
I love it. Okay, blessings to everyone. We're at the last seconds of the show. I thank you, Pierre Milot. I thank you, Kathy.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, we're going to just come out at the last of it. I'm going to be letting you guys know that Psyche's Gone Wild is going to be on later in the day on the weekends. We're on 7 days a week. Hang in there. Grab on. We've got all of the extra guests, plus some few more that's going to surprise you in June. You know, Pierre, you're always welcome back. Please come back again. And blessings
to you.
And we're going right into the other part here as it goes out on the last few minutes of the show. We've got Psychics Gone Wild, and I apologize. We won't be able to take any more callers. 504, call in tomorrow at 773. 773- 877-647-6461, and we'll have some more fun. One of the great things that we've been doing and really adding to is you saw today we're going to have a lot more variety. We want it to be Psychics Gone Wild, originally variety. So thank you and blessings.